Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. I hope you are happy and well when you get this message. Norman, when I was a teenager, my father went to a pharmacy, also known as a chemist, near our house. While my dad was waiting for his prescription to be filled, I tried out a blood pressure machine inside the store. It was the type of blood pressure machine where you sat on a chair and put your arm through an arm blood pressure testing cuff. While I sat on the onboard chair, the blood pressure cuff tightened as the machine checked my blood pressure. While I watched the LED screen in front of me, which would normally display blood pressure numbers, creepy words suddenly appeared. The words that appeared on the LED screen were, "Take dick, slut." At that very moment, I felt a thump sensation to my crotch. And before I had a chance to stand and get out of there, something thick, round and long bore its way through the fabric of my jean shorts, through my panties, and it went deep into my hungry, tight, wet pussy. Norm, the words on the LED screen randomly changed to words like yum, good, come, and yes, as the mammoth cock drilled out my dripping fuck hole. When I looked down between my silky legs, I could see that it wasn't a dildo occupying my pink beaver, it was a real blood-engorged dick, chocked full of bubbling semen. The enormous balls were violently spinning, mixing up a good batch of fresh jism from my cum-receiving hole. I tried to free myself, but it was to no avail. The blood pressure cuff had a powerful grip on me. It was impossible for me to escape. As the cum cannon drilled out my hairy abortion access panel, I came. And as I came, I moaned. I stopped fighting the unexpected titanic-sized cock, and I instead embraced it. The gargantuan schlong hammered its way into my swollen gash hundreds of times. Perhaps even thousands of times. Because I bucked my hips wildly as I took the dick, my jean shorts disintegrated. My ass cheeks, supple thighs, pubic mound, and cunt lips were out and fully exposed. A small crowd gathered around me. The words on the LED screen suddenly changed, and instead of the words, yum, good, come, and yes, those words were replaced by two words, eat pussy. An instant after seeing those words appear on the screen, I heard a loud metallic clunking sound, and then the back of my seat went fully down. A hidden panel on the floor directly between my legs slid open, and a man's bald head rose out of it. Norm, the bald head that came out of the hidden floor space beneath the blood pressure testing machine, went straight to my needy pussy. The man darted his tongue in and out of my creamy slit. He rimmed the edges of my pussy. He used his tongue as a shovel, and he shoveled out bucketfuls of my minge juices, swallowing them like he was the thirstiest man alive. At some point, the bald-headed man placed his mouth over my sturdy pussy, and he sucked in. At will, my bald-headed bizarre fuck had turned himself into a human pussy-cleaning vacuum. I moaned aloud. I squirted. I even farted. My eyes were rolled to the back of my head. My mouth was open. As I was being eaten out, my halter top got snagged, and it was torn clean off. I was completely naked, and in the clutches of a force whose sole purpose was to pleasure me. As I was coming for the 19th time, my orgasm-inducing angel stopped pleasuring me when a cop swung his Glock handle into the bald-headed man's head, knocking him out cold. Norman, according to a detective on scene, the man was living inside the blood pressure machine. He had rigged the blood pressure machine to display whatever words he wanted, and to clamp onto arms extra hard. The man installed a 2-inch in diameter dick hole, and he installed the secret floor panel. The seat retracted fully back when he pushed a button. The police removed over 300 pubic hairs. DNA tests showed that the pubic hairs were from over 200 different women's pussies. Norm, while I was loaded onto a stretcher, directly after the medics pumped 2 cups of cum out of my undulating fuckhole, a paramedic told me that they believed the blood pressure machine dude lived on a sole diet of pussy juices. Additionally, the cops also found a hole cut into the lower seat that aligned perfectly with where the women's assholes would be while they were lying down. Of course, that custom-cut hole was for disturbingly deep anal action. Of the 200 women, 41 got pregnant while they were checking their blood pressure and cumming. Norman, an unseen fireman, walked up to me while I was lying on a stretcher. He placed his hand atop my trembling hand, and then he said,
"One time when I was a kid, my dad put me atop an electric horse sitting near the front door at a Kmart. It would rock back and forth for a quarter. When my old man put me on the horse, he dropped a quarter into a slot, and then he went to a register to pay for the things he had picked out at the Kmart. While I rocked back and forth, I felt a sudden powerful jab to my asshole, and then I heard ripping sounds. I yelled for my pop, but the words wouldn't come out of my mouth. I was getting cornholed. Some fuck had sawed open the top of the fiberglass horse, and then this individual had installed a nutty, powerful cornholing machine. I took 10 inches up my crapper for 10 minutes. When the horse stopped rocking, the cornholing object used to drill out my ass went back down into the horse. After I was cornholed, I was physically exhausted, and my battered limp body somehow got draped over fiberglass horse. When my pop saw me, he ran to me. He knew something wasn't right. But my old man didn't make it. A 300-pound black security guard swung his nunchucks into the back of my father's head, knocking him out cold. The security guard thought my dad was a pedophile. It was a bad scene, man. My pop and I never talked about the Kmart incident again. Someday, I will find that black overweight nunchuck swinger, and I will kill him.
Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. For fun, I checked my blood pressure. Instead, I was savagely eaten out and deep cramped by a freakishly wide and long cum-filled cock. Girls, be careful whenever you check your blood pressure in a public place. You could take a Herculean-sized dick to your maxi pad hole. I did. Now I must go. Norm, I call you all the time, but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to vibrate my clitoris and fuck hole while I smoke weed, tap my bong, dry hump a pillow, and come while I lie atop my dead grandmother's whiskey, semen, and piss-stained mattress. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Rolling a cigarette. I'll be right with you. Please understand that before I begin, fuckstick, understand and know it's kind of like a mini Bible. Understand and know the following math proof that your correspondent came up with. This is math here. Can't dispute it. Understand this math formula, understand this math idea, this concept, and you'll be able to glide through life, drift through life, a lot easier. Because it'll make your idea, your vision, your perspective, it'll bring it down, it'll sharpen and focus it, and you can be able to feel better wherever you're at because of your deep understanding. Please know that the woman you want, the woman you gotta have, what's that formula I came up with? Came up with this formula a billion years ago. It's a formula of attraction. Hope plus doubt equals desire. You hope the chick wants you, you doubt she does, and that equals the desire, I gotta have you. And I think it applies especially to the women. They hope they can have you, cause you got a $100,000 Ram pickup truck or some shit like that. But they doubt it. They imagine being in that Ram truck, there's a $500 tent in the back, there's a $2,000 portable power system. They imagine shit like that in their mind, and you're going out camping somewhere, and they imagine this. Hope plus doubt equals desire. If you understand that, you can get any chick there is. If you want any chick there is, you have to understand there's shitloads of things with wanting a chick and understanding what a chick is, man. They're just a mammal. They're just a mammal, fuckstick. A woman will shit out 26,000 pounds of fecal matter by the time this bag of shit is 81 years old. I mean, think about it.
26,000 pounds of fecal matter by the time she's 81, and that bitch still hasn't died. 81 years old, she's still going and going and going and going, wanting and needing and demanding, but 81 years old, still going on, still keeping on. 81 years old, she's still shitting, she's still fucking. 26,000 pounds of fecal matter by the time she's 81, and you want one. 14,000 gallons of urine. I'm not making this stuff up, I'm not reading this stuff, I know it by heart because this is how I live. 14,000 gallons of urine. 400 pounds of maxi pads and feminine napkins by the time she's 81 years old. You have to know these math thing, the thing that I'm going to give you right now. It'll put everything in perspective and you'll be able to function. You'll be able to survive like never before. With regards to a woman, the mentality, the mind of a woman. Every thrust, every pump, every injection of your fucking moving your hips puts in about 5 inches, I'm talking about fucking, puts in about 5 inches of schlong at one thrust per second for 10 minutes. So what is that? That's 3,000 inches per fuck, somewhere around there. There are 63,360 inches in a mile, so that means the woman you want needs to screw about 21 times to take a mile a dick. 21 times is it. A mile a dick. This thing needs can take and will get a mile a dick a month, man. 12 miles a dick a year. That's if she's conservative. That's if she's not using her fuck hole and her shithole. Of course she's using her shithole. I mean, laughing right now. Cyclospora, this thing going on. They're saying, what is this bacteria, this virus, whatever it is? It must be on lettuce. It must be caused by Taco Bell. It must be caused by drivers driving the trucks in from Mexico. It must be fucking from the migrant pickers picking it. They've got shit on their hands. You eat the shit, then you get cyclospora, and you're shitting for 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm laughing about that because that's not it at all, is it? I know what it is, and you're going to know what it is now, too. Every fucking night in America, 125 million women got 10 inches of dick deep in their ass, sunk in there. The guy pulls his dick out, there's her shit all over it, man. She's fucking licking his fucking dick, the dick goes in her pussy. It's nothing but a big shit fest, that's what fucking is. Cyclosporas coming from fucking people fucking doing anal every goddamn night. Stop looking to blame everybody but reality. I have to laugh about that. It's not human people blowing gas out of their ass. It's not 8 billion people farting every fucking, I don't know how it is, 20 times an hour. I think I read that once. It's not people, it's cattle. They'll do anything to try to elevate what we really are, which are just goddamn mammals. They got cyclospora. I've been shitting for 3 or 4 days. I'm suing the supermarket. Lady, how many times have you had a dick crammed in your ass? Hundreds? Thousands? Maybe fucking tens of thousands? There's shit all over the guy's fuck stick. You're beating him off. You're sucking it. You're licking it. There's shit on her fucking pussy. He's eating her pussy. He's eating the fucking bacteria from her shithole. And he's got cyclospora now. And they're both vomiting at their house. Well, good for you, you dumb imbecile. Where's the cyclospora coming from? It's coming from chicks in this country, deranged, mental, twisted fucks. These fucking bored out bitches everywhere in America. They're causing the cyclospora because they're anal fucking a dick deep in their ass going anal, man. We can't understand how there's shit on things. You can't? Man, 100 billion people or whatever fucking all the time with a cock in their ass, that's where it's coming from. Quit looking at lettuce. Quit looking to blame fucking Taco Bell or supermarkets or suing everybody. That's what bitches are doing now, suing all over the place because they got cyclospora because they're shitting all the time for 2 and 3 weeks. Holy shit, this must be consequences for my twisted fucking behavior. Yeah, there you go. Start shitting, Kyle. Where's the shit coming from? There's fecal matter on food. Yeah, of course there is, man. How many times have you crammed your old lady in the house? You think there's not shit all over your dick? There's shit on her pussy? There's shit on her thighs? You're going down to your 69, you're scissoring this slut? And then you got cyclospora. Of course it's come from that. We don't understand the fucking cows that are destroying the environment from their farting. But 8 billion people farting 20 times in an hour, I read that. You just kind of keep living this, man. And they keep feeding it and feeding it and feeding it to you. Every thrust, man, every thrust you put in, every thrust, I'm talking, when I say thrust, I'm talking the thrust of your hips. Every thrust puts in about 5 inches of schlong. I'm just saying average, 5 inches. At one thrust per second for 10 minutes. That's 3,000 inches per fuck. Your little angel, little dainty thing that you found, the rare find you found, there's 63,360 inches in a mile, so that means your cow, the chick you're after, the fucking eagle of your eye, whatever you want to call it, needs to screw about 21 times to take a mile of dick. That means every chick takes a mile of dick a month. It's in her assholes and her shitter. I got Cyclosporin. I'm going to sue fucking Kroger. I'm going to sue goddamn Ralph's, man, because it was on lettuce and shit. It isn't on lettuce. You live in shit, scum. You live in shit. You love shit. If you want, don't want to get near shit, you don't stick your dick in a shithole. They call it a shithole because there's shit in there. Why are people pursuing shit like this so much and then they can't believe the consequences? If you want some shit, you just call me up. You write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com. You write me, and you say you'd like a bag of shit. I'll give you a bag of shit because you like shit. All Americans seem to like shit, and they're surprised at the consequences when they get near shit. When I see shit on a fucking sidewalk, I don't pick it up. I don't go out there with a slide and put a fucking vivisection of shit on it and go examine it in a microscope. It's shit. It stinks. It's warning me to get out of there. Can you imagine that your little dainty thing will take a mile of dick? Look at her. She's 5'6". She's 5'4". She's always been petite. She's got orange fucking hair. She looks like she's from Ireland, the best women on the planet. She looks like she's from there. And you can't believe it that she could take a mile of dick a month. Oh, my God. She's not like that. You can't believe that she could shit out 26,000 pounds of fecal matter by the time this old slag is 81 years old. Yes, she can. 14,000 gallons of urine, man. This is what you're in love with. This is what's captured you. We must be so goddamn stupid how primitive we are that we go for this thing every time, each and every time, and then we can't believe how financially stung we've been got. We've been gotten, man. I've really been stung. I'm losing my house, man. Jesus Christ. She's only at 15,000 fucking pounds of fecal matter because she's younger, but man, I really was stung. Cyclospora, I think that's what they call it. You got Cyclospora. It's the lettuce company. It's Taco Bell. It's immigrants picking. It's fucking packaging and trucking companies. It's everywhere. Has nobody thought? The very people printing this just took a dick up their crapper that morning. The reporter writing it. She just took a dick up the crapper. The guy's walking around so proud. Look at his fuck stick. There's shit all over it. Look at his empowerment tool. Look at his shit. It's everywhere. That's how it is, man. There's shit everywhere. Goes in her big pussy. She's sucking his cock. She's making sounds. It's unique and special, man. It's not any of that shit. It's so goddamn ordinary. It's scary how ordinary it is, you fucking imbecile mammal whore. So I want to talk about that. That's just something you have to know. You have to know that math formula to put a chick in perspective. When you're sitting in Subway, when you're sitting in some restaurant, when you're going to the supermarket and you see somebody, wow, look at that. Remember, it's a trick, man. It's a trick. It's like a satanic trick to pull you into this imbecile. It's a satanic trick. You stop yourself. You count to three. One, two, three, and you say this, man, this Norm Augustinus knows the math formula to this shit. Every goddamn time I put my cock in her hole 5 inches long, one thrust per second for 10 goddamn minutes, 3,000 inches per fuck, 63,360 inches in a mile, this chick needs to screw 21 times to take a mile of the dick, and of course she's screwing 21 times to take a mile of dick. I don't even know how they can walk. I don't even know how women can actually go outdoors when you know what I know about them, and now you know what I know about them. How can they even go outside? They got their Smartly business suit on. They got their Louis Vuittons. They got a fucking $500 attaché case. They're walking around with all this pride and this goddamn dignity when you really know what's going on, man. Her ear, her a-hole is now throbbing and blood red because she's taken 10 inches up her crapper all goddamn morning. That's where the cyclospora comes in. They've always been the people who started it. It's not any of the other shit they're telling you. When you see that, you start laughing because you know the truth. You know Norm's right. Fucking 8 billion people on a planet, 6 billion got a cock sunk in some whore's fucking shithole right now, and they wonder where the shit is. Why, it's getting on everything. There's shit on their hands, there's shit in their underwear, there's shit on her sheets, there's shit on her fucking pillow, there's shit all over the goddamn place. She pulls her crotchless panties on, there's shit on those, there's shit everywhere because that's what people are. I gotta sue somebody. It's gonna be a supermarket. I know for a fact this is a supermarket's problem. Even though our number one export out of a human being is what? Is shit. Shit and shit and more shit. Man. Please understand something else. Something you gotta know. That, and I'm gonna move on here. I gotta get going here. I don't have a lot of time. Even though I talk fast, even though my mind is razor sharp at all times, I still have to live in time constraints. So, excuse me. Understand this. They won't tell you this. Chicks like to cut their pussy hair off because it makes her look younger. Every dude, they don't talk about this. They cut their pussy hair off so that they look like they're very young and there's no pubic hairs there. Look at that baldy. It's a nice baldy. Look at the baldy in front of me. I'm so goddamn lucky I got a baldy, a young baldy in front of me. They cut their pubic hairs off, but when they do, be prepared for the repercussions. I was just talking to a guy about this, Rappo Lunch. He works at the Detroit Health Department, and he actually liked the idea and thought it was 100% true. He's a biologist and a chemist. And I said to him, you know, pussy hair, Rappa, you put a cardboard frame. You take some chick with a very hairy cunt. And then you make a cardboard frame. I don't know how big that. It's just for an example. A cardboard frame, it's 2 inches high and maybe an inch and a half wide. It's just a cardboard frame. There's nothing in it. It's just the outside frame. And you place that frame over a chick's pussy mound, her pubic hair, it looks just like a goddamn furnace filter. Can't people make the connection? I had some really harsh fucking weed. I was smoking flower for 5 hours the other day. I've got really harsh weed. I have a problem with my voice a little bit because this shit really tore my throat out. It's either that or I got fucking throat cancer from eating a chick's pussy out. And I do that if I get too wasted. I lose all control. My id doesn't control. It becomes in charge. There's no longer any control. The id, the superego, the ego, whatever that shit is. There's nothing in charge anymore. I just ate the pussy, and I hope this isn't it, because maybe your correspondent then is dead. You can't eat pussy without the possibility of losing your voice box or dying. That's what they are. That's what you're looking at. You can say, well, Norm, you sound so dark and stuff. You must have had a hard time. And they're not that way. You know, people, men shit too. And it's not at all like you're thinking. You got to be careful. You got to be weary. So I told him about the frame idea. You put that little cardboard frame onto a pubic pussy mound, and it looks like a furnace filter. You put the one you change in your air conditioning and your furnace and all that gas furnace. It looks just like that. Now, they put the pubic hairs there because of the stink. It wants to cut the stink. The minute you turn your chick into a baldy because you want somebody 14 years old laying on your bed, the minute you do that, you're not protected anymore. There's no more guard up. There's no more nothing to kill the stink of the pussy. That's why the Lord put it there. He knew better than anybody that you had to protect yourself from the stench that emanates from a pussy. And that's what pubic hairs do, man. They do other things too. So you blow your load. You're standing back from her. You're 6-10 feet from her. You're pumping off. You blow your load and it hits her in a pubic mound. Now, if that pubic mound wasn't there, a bunch of hairs, if she's just a baldy, now that jism could leak into her cunt. You could be fucked, man. You could be screwed. There's all kinds of protection behind the idea of pubic hairs, none of which they push today or even let you know. You're never going to really know anything at all because it's about marketing. It's about selling. Every fucking thing is about making a goddamn dollar and lying to you at all cost. That's what a bitch is. Lie to you about everything. I want to see a commercial that comes up that says she'll shit out 26,000 pounds of fecal matter by the time she's an old goddamn controlling bag at 81 years old. They won't do that because they can't sell it, because it'd turn other women off, because there would be rebellion and they'd be boycotting shit and all kinds of stuff. They want you to think one way and one way only. But of course, you can come here and you can find out the goddamn truth, man. You can find it out here. Never be with a bitch that's got a baldy going on. That is a baldy that looks like she's 14 because of your twisted desires. Can you stand the stink? That's what you got to ask yourself. Is it worth avoiding the stink? Do I want a baldy so bad? Do I want some chick that appears so young once her legs are pulled back and it's all shaved down there? Do I want that, or can I withstand the stench of pussy? And why does pussy smell so bad? Well, I don't know. It's about 8 billion years old. The pussy has not changed one bit in a billion, fucking 9 billion, 8 billion years, whenever the plan initially began. The pussy has not changed one bit. There's only two things like that on the planet Earth, and that's an alligator and a crocodile. They've never changed one bit, scientists say. They are exactly the same as they were when not a person occupied this planet. And the number two is the pussy. The cunt has never changed, not one bit. It's a perfect goddamn dick-eating machine. It just keeps looking for dick, keeps eating and digesting cum. It does it over and over and over again. That's what the cunt is. It's never changed, not since the day of the cave people. I mean, if you were to fuck a cave woman right now, you went back in time, she'd fuck you the same goddamn way as the chick today. Hips going up and down, eyes rolled back, all kinds of performance, all kinds of stink, hips and joints grinding and colons moving. Nobody ever thinks of that. Colon's going up and down when she's fucking because she's moving her hips. If the colon's going up and down and this bitch is constipated, that's sick, man. She might have 8-10 pounds of shit in her goddamn large colon, and now you're fucking her and that shit's moving up and goddamn down in there. That is twisted. That's not normal. And it's beyond anything I could ever fathom, and I don't want to. She's moving her shit log up and down. It's like, just imagine this. You've got one of those noisemakers in your hand, and it's New Year's Eve, and you're spinning it around. Fucking A, man. It's the new goddamn year. Not a thing will change for me, not ever. And it won't. It's the same thing. If she was holding her shit, she'd be spinning it around. And you'd still be fucking. There's a shit log in there. One time I used to make chicks have a complete Fleet enema. I think Fleet is the brand. A complete Fleet enema before I fucked them. I didn't want to know that she was impacted back 6, 7, 8 months, and there's a turd there 19 inches long, and I'm fucking it, and I'm on top of it. It doesn't matter that it's sealed off, hermetically sealed with a layer of skin. That's not enough for me. I know it's in there. It's in there. It's moving around. In fact, while I'm fucking her, there could be dents in the turd caused by me from the fucking. The hips going up and down, me bumping into her. They may be actual indentations in the turds as I'm fucking her, and I cause those indentations. Now that turd is dumped into the toilet. It travels down sewage pipes, and it's a unique fucking turd floating down the sewage system with a dent, with a nook, with a cranny caused by me fucking her. That's sick, man. I mean, that's overwhelming. Sometimes I think about that and I can't go on anymore. And what do? I drop a 1-inch cube of fucking pinconning paralyzer into a Teflon coated frying pan and I turn the gas stove on and I put it on there and I just zone the fuck out. I don't have to think about shit like that anymore, do I? Now that noise you hear is me lying on my back. I'm on my back and it's like a camping portable thing. It's a bed. And you can move it back and forth. It's about 10 feet long, 9 feet long. It's made of aluminum. It's got vinyl. It's got a canvas on top. And if I'm laying on my back now, and you have to lock each side in so it doesn't move back and forth, but it still creaks as I'm laying on it. I'm in my fucking room here. I'm doing this recording. I got a fucking beautiful tape recorder from Tandy. It's an actual cassette tape recorder. I make these recordings on that. Now you tell me these things aren't rich sounding, deep sounding, and like no other recording you've ever had. It's because I recorded on a TR something, TRS-80. I think that's the brand of the tape recorder. You just push a red button and it starts recording. When you're done recording, you hit the big stop button. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm laying on here. I got my Nag Champa going. That's incense. I got fucking the weed on a fucking plate here. I got some roaches on a little brass plate with a picture of an elephant carved into it. I've had these roaches I don't know how long. And three of the roaches in here were from when I bought something at a flea market. It wasn't a flea market. It was a Salvation Army. I bought something from the Salvation Army. And when I looked inside, it was like a ceramic thing you'd put on a shelf. When I looked into it, there were roaches in there. You know, partially smoked, almost smoked down fucking joints. And there were roaches in it. And a lady told me that that was once owned by Sonny and Cher. That's no shit. Because it had a piece of tape on it, and she said, once owned by Sonny and Cher Bono, when they were married, they were fucking singers long gone, or a Cher, or a half-breed, whatever the fucking song she sang. And it had roaches in it, and three of the roaches, or two of the roaches I carry, I've yet to smoke, and I think it must be good luck. I think, well, I got something, these old roaches, I'm setting the ambiance, I'm loosey-goosey in here making this fucking recording. Kind of nice. So we don't understand where the goddamn cyclosporas coming from, spores coming from. We don't get it, man, where it's coming from. There's shit on food. It, really? There's shit everywhere in a goddamn house, because all they do is fuck. All they do is engage in hedonism nonstop, shit all over his dick, and after they're done and he's got shit on his dick, he calls from work and lunch and says, hey, baby, how you doing? What's going on? Well, I'm on break now. At this point right now, let me look at my watch. I've made 120,000 roach clips on the stamping machine. That's what we sell here. We sell the roach clips. And, yeah, it's really going good. The supervisor said that the 120,000 clips, I'm faster than most people. They don't even bring up the fact that his dick is dripping and shit from some slot. And other men are out there with this, her shit on their dick. It's still there, maybe. I don't really know. So I'm going to talk about something. And this is the something. I recently had something kind of tragically happen. Honest to God. It was an odd thing that I don't believe could ever happen ever again in a million years. Now, as you know, I like to drive around the woods on my Argo Frontier. I live way up in upper northern Michigan, and I drive around on my Argo Frontier. Now, what is the Argo Frontier? It's an 18-horsepower, six-wheel vehicle, and it's got two bench seats in it. The upper portion of the Argo Frontier is all fiberglass, and you can remove the upper portion to work on the engine and the other parts below it. But it's got six tires, and on the tires, they're balloon tires, there's these big flaps. They're like 2 or 3 inches high, and those flaps are supposed to be able to propel you when you're running the Argo. It propel you through rivers, lakes, and streams and stuff like that. I've never had that kind of a luck. It does go through swamps and bogs easily, but if you're in water, a body of water, it doesn't really move well through the body of water. I don't know why. I've seen commercials on old Argo Frontiers. A fucking guy looks like he's doing 25, 35 miles an hour in his six-wheeled vehicle that's floats. And he looks like he's going that fast. It's not even possible, man. I just bob around on it. It goes in circles. You can't steer the goddamn thing. It's like the biggest disaster. So if you want an Argo Frontier, you find one. Never buy one because you want to move around in a little pond behind your house or a lake behind your house. It's mostly just extremely loud noise doing nothing. But I got the Argo Frontier, and I fixed it up. Now, the Argo Frontier and an 18-horsepower engine, of course, I always do the same thing. This must have got stuck into my head when I was a kid because I was around a lot of people that worked on engines and things like that. The first thing I do is I take off the fucking cylinders and all that, and I have the cylinders bored out, and I have bigger pistons put in and bigger rings. And this gives you some more power because you've got more displacement because there's a bigger piston in the cylinder and your explosions are bigger. There's more possibility for a bigger explosion. I change the carburetor. I always add a way that I can put nitrous oxide into it because I want speed when I want speed. Now, I'm in the upper northern Michigan woods, and these woods are dense. So dense, it's not a joke. I've said this before. You can barely walk between the trees, old growth trees. You can't really walk between them. That's how dense the woods are. You can't see the ground. The canopy above you is so rich, so dense, so full that no light hits the ground. And all you do is look at basically earth. Now, you will find shitloads of mushrooms because that's the ideal climate they want, the ideal environment that they want. And I like mushrooms, so I walk around there and often looking at mushrooms. Now, I drive this thing around, the Argo Frontier. Excuse me. I drive it around as fast as I can. A woman I know, I've brought this up before, she wanted me really bad in New York City, thought I was the most different man she'd ever met, and she didn't want to come back to live in upper northern Michigan because she thought that's where the action is, that's where the shit is, that's where everything is. I'm talking actual fecal matter, that's where everything is, and she wanted to stay. So she made me a Superman cape, and she says she handmade it and embroidered it herself, which I find hard to believe. And if she did do it, I misjudged her in a lot of ways. I don't give a flying fuck if she's listening to me. We're not born in twos. We come into this planet alone. We leave alone. We're not connected. I don't owe her shit. And that's the idea that you should have when it comes to people or women. You just fucking move on, man. We're not connected. A woman sees it differently. They see it some dreamy state and their bipolar fucking fits and their goddamn clusters. I think there's like 1 through 7 levels of cluster. That's what psychiatrists call women. They've got all these different levels. They live in a different world than you and I do. To me, man, I see the sun, I see the lake out there, I see my boat, and I see I'm going to take the fishing pole out, and I'm going to catch fish. That doesn't happen in a woman's mind. That's not possible. They don't ever think about that. It's like a car repair. They'll drive the fucking car until the car dies and then actually have the gall to be pissed off because the transmission's blown, there's no trans oil. Because there's no fucking engine oil and it blew. Because they heard the power steering pump squeal for 6 goddamn years and it froze up and the car won't run, the belt's frozen, and they just don't think like you and I do, or we say, wow, that light bulb's burned out, or the brake light, I gotta get on that. Now, I'd use Amazon for that, but it could take up to 5 or 6 days. I don't want to do that. I want to go right now and try to find it myself because it's a brake light. I want to be concerned. I am concerned about safety. It's just a different way of thinking. And they're really not like you and I. You've heard that before. People say that. But they don't understand it to the level that I do because that's all I do. I lay in bed, my goddamn room. I got my mirror ball going. The mirrors are all smoky. It doesn't have the real gleaming, shining look to it anymore. I lay in my room. I look at all my 8x10s of these fucking vintage chicks who are naked with gigantic bushes. They were in porn. They were in fucking early stuff. They're from the Betty Page area. I look at that and I got my cock in my hand. And I think, man, what's better than this? I got weed. I got raisin swirl bread. I got fucking bologna. I can make fried bologna sandwiches. I can go out there. I can go into the woods. It's endless. They don't think that way. They're not going out in the woods because they can't sell nobody in the fucking woods. There's nobody in there that could possibly fuck them or support them or give them the finances they want. So they don't go to woods. That's why you don't see them in rural areas and rural countries. You don't see them at the top of a fucking mountain because there ain't nobody there to exploit to help them to make them get better through their money and their finances and their resources and their connections. They're just not there. So I get in the Argo Frontier, and I go out in it all the time. The weather's perfect. I don't know. We got August and September left. I don't think it snows in October, but it starts to change. The temperature changes, and I like that very much when the temperature starts to come down because now you can breathe. I got a slight case of asthma, and if it gets too hot, I have often have times trouble breathing. So I take out the Argo Frontier. Now, I always load the Argo Frontier up. That's half the fun, or 90% of the fun. It's way more than half the fun. I load it up with a canteen filled with peppermint schnapps and coffee. I bring my canteen. I bring a couple of guns. You never know what could happen in the woods. That's why I bring guns. I bring a couple of guns, a couple fucking old pistols. I bring that. I always got a switchblade with me. I don't know why. I've never used a switchblade, but I like the idea of the switchblade. I like the idea of showing it and holding it out and stuff and moving it around on my hands, or then hitting a button, a blade comes out. It's like, wow, surprise, imbecile. I'm going to fucking cut you up, motherfucker. I like the thought of all that shit with that. I bring the knives. I bring my marijuana. I bring fucking all kinds of flour. I bring all kinds of shit. I had a crossbow once. Someone actually took the crossbow that I had. That was an old crossbow. I like old stuff. I like the idea of it because think of the people who built the old shit. Like in the 40s or the 30s or whatever, these people were proud of cars. They had a different work ethic. They had a different mindset. They were quality fucking mammals, and they were creating high-quality shit and all their vibes, all their good vibes and their hopes and dreams and desires. It's all pushed into that product. It's all pushed into it. Vibes of it is in the product. Today, nobody fucking cares a shit. It's all goddamn junk. It won't last long. So that's why I like the older stuff. So I get in the Argo Frontier. And I load it up. I always load it up, and then sometimes I'll bring this round carpet. And I'll bring the round carpet because it's an indoor-outdoor carpet. I'll bring the round carpet because then I can sit on it when I'm in the woods. I sit on it. I got my bong with me. I got whatever I've got with me. I got my fucking tie sticks with me. I've tried to make tie sticks. It's where you roll it up and shit. Look it up. I can't go into it now how to make it. You make the tie sticks, you roll them up, they're like fucking cigars, and they're ancient. Hardly anybody does tie sticks anymore, but when you're sitting on that carpet and you're developing, you're rolling, you're fixing a tie stick for yourself, it's not like a dupe, it's not like fucking, it's not like weed or joint or whatever you're doing, it's different. It looks like sort of a cigar. when you're sitting on that carpet and you're doing that, and it's no canopy's coming through, and because of the light, the canopy's so full, and in places there is light coming through, and you see the light beam going all the way to the garage, to the ground, and you got your tie stick, you got your carpet, you got yourself loaded down, you got guns and weapons and stuff, you feel really, they say, empowered. Empowered is different to me. That's empowering. Empowering is 3 or 4 fucking guns. Empowering is a 357. Empowering is fucking hollow tip bullets and all kinds of Teflon tipple. That's empowering to me. The chicken empowerment is, I don't really know what it is. Empowerment is a pair of Louis Vuitton shoes and some fucking outfit and some perfume as they're walking down the sidewalk. That's not empowerment to me, and I just can't see how they've marketed this to this level where they believe it to be empowering. I'm empowered. I'm fucking empowered as I drop 26,000 pounds of fecal matter by the time I'm 81. As I drop 14,000 gallons of urine by the time I'm 81. As I drop 450 pounds of maxi pads and feminine hygiene into a landfill by the time I'm goddamn 81. Where's that coming to the empowerment? That doesn't sound like empowerment to me. It sounds especially bad to me for the environment. And I know what you're saying. Well, Norm, don't you go to the bathroom? Yeah. Don't you take a leak? Yeah, I do. But it's a completely different thing because this is a man's speech, a man's point of view, and I don't talk, I don't cross over and go into that fruity shit, that fruity, understandable fucking gray area like that ever. I just won't do it. So I load up the Argo Frontier. I prime the 18-horsepower engine. Now, this engine runs really great if you warm it up. Initially, it's not great, but it's made of such materials with the engine and all that, that it prefers to be warmed up. All things should be warmed up. All cars should be have a warm-up period, and that has to do with oil pumps and fucking expansion and contraction and the oil getting through the machine and blowing out and not taking off and scoring cylinder walls and all sorts of shit when the oil's not ready. And this has the same thing. I got to warm it up a little bit. I like to warm it up. I look at it. I walk around it, and I think, wow, this is fucking great. I look up at the sky. I see a bird of prey move. I see an owl. I see sparrows going by. They're all a part of my day. They're the backdrop of my day. I'm the key player. I'm there with my Argo Frontier. Look at the background. Look at the fucking animals moving. Whoever's running this technical shit is doing a really good job. I think that to myself. And, of course, we know who it is. It's not AI. It's not art. Nothing like that. We know who is controlling it. It's a big man on campus, man. So I load up the Argo Frontier. When I load up the Argo Frontier, when it's nicely warmed up, I put my Superman cape on, and I never wear any panties. I don't wear any fucking underpants when I go out in the Argo Frontier because the woods are so dense. You hardly see anybody, and when you do, something like what I'm going to tell you happens, happens because you're not used to seeing any people. I don't wear any underpants, but I used to recently started wearing a cup, and I'll tell you why. A cup is like a thing that goes over your balls and your dick, and it's got straps that go up your thighs. And I wear a cup because my dick is so big. It's not a joke. It's not some fucking thing I make up. I got a 15.5-pound dick. I know it for a fact. I weighed it on my friend's cocaine scale, and my dick is 14.5 long inches long. Can you imagine something like that? Now, see, I know the inches of my dick. I know the inches, and you probably do too. You know the inches of your cock. The inches. People want to know the inches. It's like when I was in fucking college, and I brought this story up once or twice. I was in college with a chick named Dawn, and she was dumping all her shit into the dumpster. You had to go into this room. It was a dumpster, and it had a fucking fire, and I think they called it an incinerator room. I went in there to help her, and I saw to the right laying against the wall, and it was against the wall because it was a dildo, and it obviously rolled from some chick's thing. The dildo rolled, and it stopped against the wall, and when I went to pick the dildo up, she said, of course, don't pick the dildo up. And I picked the dildo up, and when I did, first thing I noticed is extremely heavy, extremely dense. And the next thing I noticed was there were markings every half inch or so someone had put on the dildo, and they wanted to know how many inches they could take. And it's always secretly sort of bothered me. Like, why would that bother me? Why would I be bothered by something so private? Because it doesn't jive with the image they sell you on TV and in magazines and elsewhere. It just doesn't mix. And my mind has trouble with that. There was half-inch lines all across the dildo, and it's because some chick was in a dorm room there while her dad was killing himself trying to pay that goddamn tuition, and she's in a dorm room with a dildo sunk 9, 10, 12 inches into her fucking cunt, and she's marking off the markings because, of course, she's going to get a dick. Of course she's going to get a relationship. Of course she'll eventually be married. And she wants to know how deep a dick she can take. And I once said that a chick can tell if they can fuck you straight away. Anything under 12 inches, they are math experts. Other than that, they can't do math, period. I don't care what anybody says or writes me. They cannot do math whatsoever. When's the last goddamn massive math proof you've heard of that was created by some bitch in America? You just don't hear anything like that. But this dildo was being used for this woman to see how deep she could go. I mean, think about this. It's just all disturbing images. People walking around, chicks going to class, chicks holding books, chicks with major exams, chicks trying to pass certifications, chicks in optometry of being an optometrist, stuff like that, ophthalmologist. And they're walking around, but this bitch is in her room checking the depth of her cunt. And in reality, I mean, she's smarter than the rest of them. She's going for ophthalmology. She's studying for being MD. She's in pre-fucking med. She's hustling all over the place. But the chick that knows the depth of her dick, of her pussy, I mean, this is a chick that's really fucking got her head screwed on right, because this has showed us time and time again through history that the pussy always prevails when it comes to providing for a goddamn bitch. And she was advanced. I don't even know why she went to college. She was trying to figure out how goddamn deep her cunt went when she used a dildo. I mean, can you imagine that mind? The twisted thoughts, the things she's seen? You pass her in the hallway, you see her in a fucking, in a cafeteria at university, and there she is. Maybe 20 minutes earlier, her eyes were crossed, and she had a 12-inch dildo sunk deep in her cunt, and she's marking it off. This is the fucking shit that bothers your correspondent. Maybe it bothers you, too. And I tell you, you get hit for sexual harassment. He said this, he looked at me this way, he did this. Please give me some kind of break with regards to that. So the dildo was that huge. Now, I took the dildo home, and I cut the dildo in half. And what did I see in the dildo? You understand, or you've read this stuff about tree rings. They cut trees open. They cut them in half. Trees fall down. They cut them in half. They're ancient trees. They want to see how long and how old the tree was. At least smart people do, because trees are so goddamn smart. Trees are so family orientated. Trees talk through the ground using special fucking electromagnetic. They actually transmit through the ground signals like neurotransmitters to each other to see how the area is going, if there's any trouble. That's how smart trees are. They know this now. So, like trees, if you cut the tree in half, it'll show rings throughout all the way to the center of the tree. And some of the rings could be very fat. And that means that there was a lot of water that year, a lot of growth that year. Some of the rings could be very, very narrow, like an eighth of an inch in diameter. It didn't get much water. It didn't grow much. There wasn't much water, so it didn't grow much. I mean, it's a roadmap. It's a history of this tree. It's absolutely incredible that it leaves this legacy behind and tells us how life was for it even 200 or 300 or 400 or 500 years ago. Look at it. Look at what it's left behind for us. But nobody gives a shit. All they know is that they're cyclospora. They've got this fucking disease and this illness and this virus. They're shitting all over the place and they want to fucking sue Taco Bell. It's got to be them, not them. It's the big dick that was in your shithole, punk. So I cut the dildo in half. And the dildo, when I cut it in half, it had fucking tree rings. Nobody believes me with this. It actually had tree rings inside the dildo like it was a living thing. And I guess that chicks believe in dildos so much that they can become alive. Whatever you believe is a possibility. I think the Lord says that. Reality is that you're making and you can believe it or not believe it and make it happen. Like chicks with dolls and stuff, they believe the doll's alive at a certain age. And they really honestly believe it. And maybe it is. Who knows? But there were actually rings in the dildo. And what did it tell me? Like the tree, I saw there were narrow rings, and I saw fatter rings. And what does that mean? It means that the chick was super wet, super horny, super vital at some point when she was using this dildo, and her fuckhole was really lubing up the vaginal juices, and the dildo absorbed the vaginal juices, and there was huge fucking tree rings in the dildo. Other times, she was dried out, man. Little thin fucking rings inside the dildo. She wasn't really wet. She wasn't into it. She was fucking having psychological issues. Every one of them are clusters. She was having all kinds of issues. So there wasn't much vaginal juice happening being absorbed into the dildo. And I tried to tell a chick this that I fucking dated at that time. I don't date her anymore. She could only take so much of me. And I said, look at the weight of this thing. I actually ordered a normal dildo that looked just like it. I took a picture of it, and I used Google Lens, and Google Lens showed me what the dildo was, who frankly, man, and I ordered another one. The fucking dildo weighed a third of what the other dildo weighed. It was filled with pussy juices, vaginal juices, and all kinds of other shit that was in her pussy. That's what she did to the dildo. If she can do that to the dildo, imagine what she's going to do to your dick, fuckstick. Man, I'm starting to get scared, man. I'm not shitting you. And I've never been as scared since I was in Vietnam and I wasn't scared there. I'm starting to get fucking freaked out for you, man. I mean, I'm really getting worried here. I'm freaking myself out with this shit. So the dildo had all these fucking things in it. And I realized again that what you see is not what is really going on. What's happening around you isn't really a reality. Other shit's going on, spooky shit, below the surface. I thought everybody baked cakes and loved you, and they took baths. They didn't play with their pussy. They weren't douching or coming out and drinking the water afterward for some kind of vibe, vitality juice. I just thought that. I thought you said, hey, you want to go get a cheeseburger? I'll buy a cheeseburger, Don, at the McDonald's. You want to go do that? And it was nothing like that fucking at all, man. So, I loaded up the fucking Argo Frontier, and I was going to go out in the Argo Frontier. That was my plan. I'm going out in the Argo Frontier. I got my Superman cape on. I got my cup on. A cup is like something you wear if you're in football. You put it around your balls. It can't get bashed in. It wraps around your fucking thighs. It's like a strap-on dildo, only it's not a strap-on dildo. It's sort of the opposite. It blocks and converts. It's like a shield in front of your balls and your dick. I got that on now because I can't have my balls bouncing around because they're so big. One ball's bigger than the other, but the balls are very big. You got to have big balls if you got a long, thick cock because you have to supply it with cum that it needs. I mean, it's like having a machine and you're not giving it what it needs. A John Deere tractor and I'm pouring fucking water down gasoline. It's not getting what it needs to be what it is. And same thing with a cup and a dildo and all that. It's not getting what it needs and your dick needs to be able to fucking process shit correctly. So I get on the Argo Frontier. It's all warmed up. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm on the Argo Frontier, and I just take off. I take off, and I think, like I always think, maybe I die today. Maybe something happens today. I'm going to release all that and accept it because then I can truly relax when I accept all the ideas surrounding what I'm going to do, what I'm going to go out in, speed around the Argo Frontier. I don't know what we're going to find up there. There's brown bear. There's black bear. I know the area pretty good, but it's dark and you just don't know who the fuck is in there or who the fuck is out there. So I go into the woods. I'm in the woods. I like to sing things and other stuff like that. I'll often sing, and I sing because it's not great singing. I sing because I'm transmitting to other things in the area. I'm telling it this. Here comes a human being, the most dangerous creature on the planet. You people know this. You animals know this. Please get out of my goddamn way. Please, I don't want any problems. Just go the other way. That's what I'm singing and moving things out of the way. So as I'm singing and shit, I got my Superman cape on. It's flapping behind me. I also got a ham radio I can call on this thing. Ham radio requires a federal license. You get the license and you can talk on special channels and you can talk through repeaters and things like that. If I needed help, I could use this because the phone often doesn't work in these woods. It's too dense. The signal can't get out. I mean, think about a phone. If there's no tower nearby, you only got a short distance you can communicate with your phone to the tower. And in that regard, they're sort of archaic in a certain way. So I'm going really fast. I'm having a good day. I got my weed out. I look down at my balls and there's the cup and all that. And as I'm driving, I see a paper sign. Now, this isn't a lie. I can tell this because, and here's why. I can tell this. I can talk about this. Because people think whatever I talk about isn't real. Unfortunately, they're really wrong because it is real, but I'm so animated, I'm so able to convey these stories in a certain way, they think, well, that was funny, but that's not real. But they are real. And what I'm going to tell you right now is absolutely real. Nobody would admit to this. No one in their right mind would admit to this. They've got jobs, they got family, they've got their fucking wives or girlfriends. Nobody could say this or admit this, and they wouldn't dare do it because it could hurt them. It could finish them off. You imagine an HR woman hearing me talk? What can you tell me? What would you be able to do for us in this job if you were here? What are your fucking plans for the next 5 years? I don't have any goddamn plans for the next 5 years. I hope I wake up, you big bored out, big fucking cunted idiot with her HR fucking smartly business suit on. So I see a sign, and it said something gathering. I didn't see the whole thing. I still don't know what it said. It said something gathering, and I just kept speeding by. I just kept speeding along. I don't know what it meant, but anytime I've seen women in the woods, it's always the same goddamn thing. And women in the woods that take their fucking punk out there, their fucking hump out there, their big dick lover out there that they see will work like a slave for them. It's just the bizarrest thing. Will work like a slave till she, if he fucking dies, and feed her, house her, and then when he's dead, she'll take his Social Security check too. Who would run to that? Don't anybody understand what's really going on? Who would go to that? This slag trying to attach herself. She's like a barnacle attaching herself to a boat. Did you know that if you attach enough barnacles to the bottom of the boat won't plane anymore. The boat won't actually get up to speed anymore. It's out of control. It's now no longer functioning properly. And that's what happens when you get a barnacle bitch attached to you. You'll never function again properly, and eventually you'll break and turn into a Democrat, because that's their fucking sole job, is to destroy you as a fucking man. Because what are you? You're a teaspoon of testosterone and nothing more. So I pass a sign, something gathering. Something gathering. I don't know what it was. And then almost instantly, I see a fucking line of tents. Now, the tents are directly in front of me. I know the area well. They're directly in front of me. I know three or four tents, one after another, and they're in a straight line in front of me. And I don't stop. I don't stop because partially I'm wasted, partially I'm zoned out. I got my Superman cape on, I'm in my own place, I create this place, I'm in my Superman cape on top of an Argo Frontier that was made and developed by men who had values, hopes, dreams, desires, who couldn't function and couldn't live today if they were surrounded, if they were in a room of the women today. And I like that, it's comforting. I think, yeah, there was some guy named Henry. There's some new guy named Bob. There was some guy named Kevin. I can guarantee that. Jack, that worked on this Argo Frontier. And they were filled with love, and they liked people, and they liked pussy. And they had an identity. They wanted to provide for some bitch and have a family. That's all fucking gone now, stupid. You want that kind of love now? You fucking send me a letter. You send me a check. I'll come to your goddamn house with my detective friend and my strap-on dildo, and I'll bang you the fuck out, man. I just will. So I'm like four tenths in a row. I don't stop. And I have to say that I should have stopped, and I thought about stopping, but I think at some point I didn't care. I went over every fucking tent at this something gathering. I don't know what it was. And when I say every tent, I mean the Argo Frontier. I just ran over every goddamn tent. And I heard cracking bones. And I've had this happen before, once or twice before, years ago. Got away with it. Nobody said nothing. And I went over every tent. Now, when I say tent, they were like what they used to call pup tents. When I was in the service, we humped around things called pup tents, only they were made of canvas and had a thick fucking waterproofing on it. They weighed a ton. These things look like fucking pump tents, and there were one after another, four in a row, in a line, and I ran over every goddamn one of them. When I ran over them, I heard all kinds of cracking bones, I heard whimpers and whines, I heard moans, all kinds of shit like that, and I knew what I had done. There were people inside these pump tents, and I ran over fucking every one of them on the Argo Frontier. It weighs about 1,500, 1,400 pounds. I ran over every one of them because it has a big steel frame. I ran every fucking pump tent over. And when I stopped, I didn't hear any more sounds. Not a goddamn sound. Now, of course, I felt bad for them, and I did. I felt terribly for them because they were out there. But I know why they're out there. The something-something gathering had something to do with relationships. I'm just guessing. Relationships, relationship building, trying to reinstall her hypnotic suggestions back into you to get those going back, to get you back crawling on top of her and fucking being around her and do her bidding for her. Hypnotizing them. A realignment. That's what they do. They go to these doctors, the bitch is there, she's going to realign you to understanding what your job is, and she's going to hypnotize you into now having no problem giving her every cent you have, throwing up every fucking idea, giving up all your dreams, a realignment. And that's what this gathering thing must have been, some kind of fucked up realignment for some dude who lost interest in the stinky pussy who's out there, who's bankrupted him, and then he's realized what she is. He's realized, man, she took a mile of dick, like Norm says. She took a goddamn mile of dick a month for 12 months every goddamn year. Maybe 24 miles of dick if she took it in a crapper. Where the Cladosporin is coming from, where this disease, this virus, whatever it is coming from, that's supposedly on lettuce and they're suing Taco Bell, supermarkets, and everything else. They can't accept it's them. It is them. It's always been them, man. You're talking about a race of women, a race of people, this specialized model. You're talking about these people who can dump a fucking kid like that. She can't love you. She could never love you. I couldn't abort my baby, not ever. I'd kill anybody who came near it, man. But she can do that. Yeah, well, you know, didn't want it. Things came up. I had other obligations. I had hopes, dreams, desires. I can't take the baby with me when I'm big, when I'm finally fucking discovered. They're never going to be discovered. They got discovered with Cladosporin. They got discovered and exposed, but did the media pick up on that? No. You know what Norm Augustinus would have wrote? Cladosporin coming from cocks with shit on it. Shit on the cock, shit on her pussy, shit on her cheeks, shit on her lips, shit on her thighs, shit on a fucking pillow. Why? Because all I do is fuck anally nonstop. Because why? It's a symptom, man. Because her pussy's stretched out. You could put a baseball glove in her cunt with a baseball in it, and it would drop right into her fucking cunt from all the action she's had. I love men that I've met and known who make excuses up for their old lady's big pussy. I've had tons of my friends ask me that. Is your girlfriend's pussy tight? I say, yeah, of course. You can't have a loose pussy. You got to pinch it off then. Put a clothespin on it. That's not fucking. That's not having a relationship. He said, yeah, well, I thought that. But I don't have that. I got a big pussy. Of course you got a big pussy. A fucking whole regiment of men had been in her cunt before you met her, and she bullshitted the shit out of you. So this big gathering, I ran them all over. I stop the fucking Argo Frontier. The first thing I do, honestly, is sort of panic. And I think, oh, no. I just run over the whole fucking group of this gathering, something gathering. I ran the whole group over in their pump tents. This possibly, more than likely, fucking realignment, rehypnosis time for the man they're with. They're starting to lose him. He's starting to get smart, and they're losing him. And they'll do anything to not stop that. You work for them, you provide for them, you fix the car for them while she's in the fucking goddamn house with the air conditioning on, when you've begged her not to turn the air on because you can't afford $250 a fucking month. So I got out, I parked the Argo Frontier, I took a swig of my peppermint schnapps and fucking tea, and I went tent to tent. Sure as shit. It was a man, a woman, a man, a woman, a man, and a woman in the tent. Honest to God. And in every fucking tent, the dude was naked and she had her hand wrapped around his cock. She was throttling his cock. She was controlling his stick shift. You see, the cock to a woman is forward and forward. There is no reverse on a cock, his stick shift. Not in a woman's mind. You don't reverse them. And if they start to reverse, she needs to recorrect him and take him to the fucking woods where he can have no influences from people like you and I. You and I would say what to some dude? He's a friend of ours. We'd say, man, holy shit. Holy shit, Kevin. Are you kidding me? You got to get out of there, man. She's fucking nuts. She's a cluster. One of those 1 through 7 cluster psychologists use categories. She's one of those. You got to get out of there. She doesn't want that ever. She wants to isolate you. She always wants to isolate you. So you can't get any ideas, new fresh ideas. You're being isolated deliberately, man. It was some kind of conditioning class. Every one I went into, the chick had her hand around his cock on a stick shift, which is his cock, and it was fucking like pushed up. She was really gripping it and going forward. She was in drive, man. They won't go in reverse. Ever. Can't go in reverse with you. They got to go forward with you. Keep you going to hold her through. She's lost her sex appeal. She's not attractive anymore. She's out of her 30s. She's going in her 40s. And that's all practicality, man. I got to have somebody to pay for my goddamn house because I'm fucking dumb. Holy shit, man. I felt that in my temple. Like I had a throbbing sensation in my temple and in my neck. I hope it don't drop over. I once did a recording like this, and I passed out in the recording because sometimes I forget to breathe, and I didn't get in the air, and I fell over as I was talking while I was doing the recording. When I woke up, it was nighttime. That's creepy, man. Talking to yourself in a fucking basement nighttime, and you're alone in the basement in the middle of nowhere, that's a creepy scene. That's a horror movie. I could script that. Fuck stick. So they all had their hands on his cocks. I've seen this before. I saw it once long ago. A woman had her hand on his cock, and I saw it a long time ago. I don't know when it was. She was controlling him through his cock. That's all they know they have to do with you. They make mental connections with other females. With you, it's totally physical. She comes up to you like she's fucking engaging a truck. All of them had their hands in their cock, wrapped around their cocks. None of them had come yet, but I killed them all, and I think I did them a goddamn favor. I'm sorry for the dudes. I really am, man. I don't want to hit those fuckers. I don't want to take them out. They got it tough enough like you and I. The chick's okay. They're gone, man. They've been taught and taught and retaught from generations, hundreds of women before them, all the same way on how to manipulate a man. And that's why they're still here, because they didn't die out. Chicks that have common sense, chicks that actually love, those people disappeared. They were vaporized. They didn't make the fucking evolution. They didn't keep evolving and growing. They died, the ones we need. They're all dead, man. And what can you do? That wasn't deliberate. It was an accident. It was an accident. It was an Argo Frontier. An accident that I couldn't control. Maybe if the fucking sign was bigger. Maybe if the words on the sign made any goddamn sense other than gathering. You see how smooth they put that? I don't know what they did. Was it probably couples gathering? Couples? Husband-wives gathering? Relationship regathering? It was gathering. Whatever it said, couples gathering, probably. And they went out there, they take them out remotely, and you know that yourself. A chick will go camping once a year with her working-class husband who works in a factory night and day. She'll go camping because that's a realignment time. Yeah, I guess I'll go. Nobody's around him. She keeps pumping him full of goddamn propaganda until he can't think. You ready to go, honey? Yeah, I'm ready to go, but I think I need 2 weeks of vacation after having this vacation with you. I just can't think anymore. That's what they want. But four fucking tents gone. These pup tents wiped out. They didn't hold nothing. I looked at the camping poles and sticks. They're fiberglass rods now. They're not even aluminum poles anymore. Fiberglass rods were snapped. They're crushed inside there. They had all kinds of shit in there. All kinds of fucking good food. They got the good food, the healthy food to get them through. She picked all that. She picked it all, but she's fucking passing around chlorosporo or whatever it is. Chlorosporin, whatever it is. The fecal matter disease on lettuce leaves. And they're the biggest eaters of the shit. I don't know any men that eat lettuce, eat salads, very few. I don't know anybody like that. And I don't want to know anybody like that. You got your salad, you got your French dressing. They're the ones that consume the salad. They noticed it straight up. Oh my God, the salad. I could die. I could burn up. When the smoke was so dense in Michigan, the parks were empty. I can't go to the park. It's thick with smoke. I can't go. I could endanger my goddamn life. My 81 years, I gotta piss out and shit out 26,000 pounds of fecal matter. I gotta fucking piss out 14,000 gallons of urine, and I gotta do this all in its constricted time and find some goddamn sucker under the guise of love. Believe me, I get attacked for shit like that, saying stuff like that. They can't love you. Just look at an abortion, the idea behind it. 5 to 10,000 abortions a day. They dump that kid like this. Can you shut that switch off, Martha? Yeah, that's it. Why would they love you with your fucking stained panties with cum in them and shit stains in them? They can't love you. Get in your fucking truck and go to work, motherfucker. So I killed these people. I wiped them out. And how do I live with that? You just keep going on. I got my weed, I got my doobies, I got my guns, I got my Claymore mines, I got the property, I got all kinds of shit to distract me from what I did, man. I got my self-burying device, and I do. I can walk out to this hole, I can pull this rope, and the fucking thing will drop 5 yards of topsoil on top of me while I'm in there, and I added all kinds of flower seeds. It's going to be beautiful. No chick would ever think I was under there. She'd just see the flowers. It's so beautiful. It's like me. Except flowers don't have shit all over them.
You've been listening to the one and only
Augustinus!
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands, they're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in $1 million house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Annette, how are you? I hope this type letter finds you happy and well. Annette, I want to tell you about something that recently happened to me. Let me explain. The other morning, while I was walking to the Donut King to buy a donut and purchase a cup of coffee, I stumbled across something. Floating just above the field to the right of the road was a dying helium balloon. When I say dying, I mean that the helium gas had almost completely leaked out of the rubber balloon. When helium gas has nearly all leaked out of a helium balloon, the balloon slowly drops, and the balloon eventually crashes into the ground somewhere. This balloon was floating just above the ground. It was sad. Attached to the nipple of the helium balloon was a long string, and attached to the other end of the string, hanging from the helium balloon, was a tightly rolled up pair of women's cum panties and a latex cum-filled rubber. I know this because I grabbed a hold of the string, and I walked to a bench situated near the road, and I examined the balloon, string, cum-filled rubber, and women's cum panties. There was an enormous load inside the rubber. The rubber had been tied off, The women's cum panties were really beat up. There were thick cum stains embedded into the fabric of the panty, as thick as a piece of saltwater taffy. Someone had torn off the elastic waistband of the panty. Additionally, there was a large 2-inch in diameter hole blown into the ass end and pussy area of the cum panty. The edges of the hole were scorched black. I imagine a white-hot, rock-hard cock had made the hole as some dude's big dick went in and out of the woman's tight ass hole. I guess the woman that got her crap hole impaled wasn't given enough time to drop her drawers. I've had that happen once myself, 2 Christmas Eves ago. Annette, I'm pretty sure I know the circumstances that led up to the helium balloon hovering in the field. Allow me to illustrate it to you. I believe a carny was working in a carnival somewhere in the United States, maybe even in Canada. He was the attendant for the Big Hammer Game. The Big Hammer Game at a carnival gives you a big hammer, and the object is to swing the big hammer into a target near the ground and try and make a metal object go up a track and hit a bell. If the metal object hits the bell, you win a prize. Annette, I 100% believe that the carny worker slid the end of the hammer handle between the woman's spread legs, and he slowly dragged the end of the hammer handle erotically across the woman's asshole and cunt. The carny worker pretended it was an accident, but it was too late. The woman got horribly horny, almost to the point of becoming disabled. So the carny worker took the woman inside the carnival prize storage shed, used by the employees only, and he reamed out her asshole and snapping clam while her panties were still on. At some point, the carny big hammer operator saw the boss of all the carny workers approach. So he attached the woman's cum panties and his cum-filled rubber to one of their carnival helium balloons, and he sent the balloon free. Lucky for the carny worker, there was a spray can of lilac air freshener inside the prize storage shed, because the boss of all the carnies went in there to fetch a giant green stuffed alligator for a black woman that had won it at the beanbag game. If the big hammer carny operator hadn't sprayed the can of air freshener inside the prize storage shed after he fucked a woman, the boss of all the carny workers would have smelled the stench of raw, dripping pussy, and maybe the big hammer carny attendant /operator would have been fired on the spot. Annette, without question, this is how the hovering balloon towing the heavily soiled cum panty and cum-filled condom came to be. I am really good at deducing shit. I know for a fact that I'm way better than Sherlock Holmes ever was. He was rubbish. I gotta go. I've got shit to do. Write me back when you can. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister in town the other day. She was painting the words "Big Sale" onto one of the downtown storefront windows. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she used her mailbox key from when she was a mail carrier, and she opened the large mailbox mail storage container bolted onto the sidewalk that runs past all the downtown stores. When I got to your big-titted little sister, she was standing naked inside the large mail storage container, and the door was open. The mailmen used the container to store mail that they have picked up. Your big-titted little sister was pulling her ass cheeks far apart and begging me to give her a deluxe rim job. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister and fingering her delightfully sinister, tight, and wet fuckhole, a woman walked up to us, and she said,
"One time I was fucking a dude in the rear while I used a monster-sized strap-on dildo. The dude died while I banged out his pooper. Someone in the building had called the cops because I was degrading the fuck out of the guy while I tore his asshole apart with my strap-on cannon. I knew the police were gonna search for my strap-on, so I went down to the main floor and I dropped the strap-on dildo that I had killed the guy with into a mailbox. A week later, I read an article about how some people were complaining that their mail smelled like shit and pussy. Of course, the strap-on stump smelled like crap and pussy. I was turned on, man. Strap-ons can do that to a gal. Bucketfuls of my wet pussy juice slid down the dildo, and my cat juice went into the dude's shithole. Naturally, there was a high likelihood that the mail in the mailbox was gonna smell like shit and pussy. Isn't that funny? Hey, look, enough about me. I want to be part of this scene. I like what I see. Let's make this a threesome. What do you say? My socks were dipped in LSD. We can squeeze the sweat from my socks into a drinking glass, and we can drink down the LSD cocktail and take trips. Are you guys in?
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your Rare Finds and Exotic Treasure Store Manager. Ladies, take a quick look at the store HD monitor closest to where you are standing in the store. What are you looking at? Well, I'll tell you. Girls, you're looking at a genuine 100% rubber helium balloon. Attached to the nipple of the helium balloon is a string. Attached to the other end of the string is a pair of heavily soiled women's cum panties. And also attached to the end of the string is a knotted off used cum filled condom. What is our on-camera store demonstrator model pointing to? Watch the screen closely. Oh my! There are massive dick holes that have been bored into the ass end of the panty and into the minge area of the panty. Two enormous, nearly perfectly round cock holes. There is no fabric on earth that can deflect the head of a dick when it's coming for the female asshole or cunt. Now let's zoom in and get a close-up of that knotted off rubber. Ooh-wee! There's bubbling cum in that there rubber. Now let's zoom back out. Notice how that balloon floats about a foot above the table. That's because the helium has seeped through the rubber membrane of the balloon, and the balloon is no longer lighter than air. Why are you watching this? Ladies, you can buy this helium balloon right now for only $49.99. It comes complete with a helium-filled balloon, string, used rubber, and one pair of soiled cum panties. I know what you were thinking. Why would you want to buy something this disgusting? Here's why. Place the balloon in your backyard. It comes shipped to you nearly out of helium. Let the balloon hover in your backyard. When your big dick lover comes home from work, he'll see the hovering balloon, and most Ricky Tick, he'll head to the backyard to investigate.
Why is there a balloon hovering in our backyard?
I don't know.
Are those cum panties?
I smelled the stench of pussy when I was hanging clothes on the clothesline. I believe they are cum panties.
Did they belong to a teenage girl?
Yes.
Pull your pants off and prepare to take my meat.
When your man sees the cum panties and used cum-filled rubber, he'll figure a big-breasted size 5 teenage chick got balled behind the prize-winning rooster show at the state fair. This is her balloon. This is her panties. And that rubber was surely sunk into her endlessly deep, tight beaver. In his mind, the balloon traveled many miles to get to him and only him. It was him drilling out the chick behind the prize-winning rooster show. It's a sign. Her fresh face twisted and contorted as he hammered her. He's so horny. Sugar, thanks to this amazing product, your man will pop a rod and he'll pile drive the nearest cunt. And that cunt is likely your balding, atrophying cunt. Take it, baby. Take it all night long. You're not invisible anymore. This product works every time. Set it up and prepare for dick. It's that easy. He's going to annihilate your pelvic bone. No worries. The tiny cracking sounds are badges of honor. Come to the counter right now and get your helium balloon complete with string and X-rated cargo. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just notified me through our store intercom that she has accidentally locked herself inside the Kotex room on the 16th floor. Let's push the store-wide intercom button and find out what's going on with Mandy Phelps. Mandy, are you there?
I can't fucking breathe. The Kotexes are sucking the air out of the room. I'm gonna pump off my pussy and come one last time because the air is disappearing. My body blew out all the shit from my large colon in preparation of my death. There's shit everywhere. It smells like fish real bad in the Kotex room. I've gotta plug my pussy.
Attention maintenance, please head over to the Kotex room on the 16th floor. Bring crotchless panties, a Glade Airwick solid air freshener, a vaginal egg vibrator, a yellow medium-sized sundress, mops, a bottle of Mr. Clean, a tank of oxygen, a 38 double D cross your heart latex brassiere, clogs, a comb, lipstick, a hair ribbon, and a chunky. This has been Baloney Pony, your Rare Finds and Exotic Treasure Store Manager. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
If you enjoy these shows, please consider helping Norm pay his server bill. Donate directly using PayPal at Norm Augustinus or head over to normaugustinus.com. It's our scene, man.